This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We're pleased to welcome back a very good friend of the show, Taylor Henderson, who's brought in his guitar and he's going to play some new music soon.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
You know how much we love you.
I love you.
Look, last time we caught up with you, you were in the middle of your regional tour.
How'd it go? It was great. It was really fun. Like, we had such a good time. We went out and saw heaps of fans and, you know, experienced a lot of highs, a lot of lows, but that's the joy of touring. So, you know, but it was awesome.
I want to hear a low. Come on. Tell me what happened.
A low?
you locked your keys in a car somewhere along the line. Yeah, I did see that one happening somewhere.
So we had to be like a sound check, you know, at some ridiculous time, because the venues always want you to sound check like hours and hours before they open. But yeah, we locked the keys in a car and then pretty much just had to like wait until someone came and opened up the car.
Didn't you just stand out the front and hitchhike? You're Taylor Henderson. I mean, you put your guitar on.
I could have done that. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that in the first place, but
just because of people called Ivan Milat that actually stopped us from wanting to hitchhike across the country. Yeah.
Got a bit dark there, didn't it? You've been writing a bit of new material with the man, Dean Lewis, who's absolutely taken off at the moment.
I know.
How is Dean? How's it like working with him? What's coming up?
Man, he's been killing it. Like, I remember we wrote this song. The one I'm actually releasing is something that we wrote a little while ago. And, you know, we would perform it on tour. As in, when I say we, I mean just me, not Dean. but like, I would, you know, perform, and so many people were saying, you know, please release this song. So we thought, screw it. You know, I'm not with a label anymore. So let's just do it and release whatever we want. So this was the one that we wanted to release. And I wrote this with Dean Lewis. And he was awesome. We've written about 5 songs together, so hopefully we get them all out and show people. Yeah, this is when he was just a songwriter. He wasn't even like an artist, and we used to like, you know, just write up in Sydney together. And he's a bit of a lad. He's pretty funny.
So can we expect a new album coming then, if you've got all these songs?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. At the moment, I'm just recording songs and wanting to release songs as I go. And it's a little bit different when you're like, you know, you're independent. So you just want to pace yourself a little bit. Like, as in, you don't want to pace yourself, but you don't want to also spend all your money. So,
yeah, of course.
You know, you want to just try and, like, you know, just keep it going and see how each song resonates. And I'm really excited for this one, because so many people on tour have just been going, you've got to do this. So that's why I've released the tour called Moving On. So
how lucky are we? We're going to hear it live in the studio in a minute.
Yeah. Real quick, what is Moving On about? Who are you moving on from? Is it the label? Is it a partner?
Everything. No, I actually wrote this about my first girlfriend. So, I wrote about her because she was my, you know, she kind of went through this whole experience with me when I used to just, you know, I was just a builder at the time, and then this all happened and sort of flipped my life around, and we went through the crazy part of it all.
So basically, when you became famous, you dumped her. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I was with her for like over 4 years. So, but I just didn't know how to handle, you know, I just learnt a lot that I can be pretty difficult sometimes, so, to be on, honest.
I can hear a little bit of a message. I didn't know how to handle. Handle what, the groupies when you're on tour?
No, mate, come on. What is this?
Hey, you say he's your best friend. I'm not going to help you out.
No, I come in here just get thrown under a bus.
No, but I'm just saying. Well, last time I was at a Taylor Henderson concert, mm-hmm. I threw my knickers up at stage at you. I'm assuming there'd be lots of people.
Was that you? Was that lace? That was beautiful.
Yeah, I've been wearing them for weeks, so at least they were going to stick when they hit the back of your head.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it. We want to hear Moving On. This is a brand new track.
It's been 4 years and 30-something days. I know I wasn't perfect. Do you have to walk away? I crossed my fingers when I said my last goodbye. Say you didn't mean it, was everything a lie? Honestly, just let me know. And do you still love me, still need
floor. You left me so empty, 'cause it feels like you're moving on. It's not too late to stay, but it feels like you're moving on. Lost in the moments we used to know so well. The wine stains on the carpet remind me how it felt. I never planned this, to wake up on my own, within a vacant room without your heart to call my home. It's so strange how you're a stranger now. Me, 'cause I don't know where I belong. You've left me so empty. It feels like you're moving on. It's not too late to stay. Rest, yeah, when one of us is holding on. Oh, how am I supposed to lay my love to rest when one of us is still holding on? And do you still love me? Still need me, 'cause I don't know where I belong. You've left me so empty. It feels like you're moving on. It's not too late to stay, but it feels like you're moving on.
God, is that all right if just as the token lesbian, that is going to be such a lesbian anthem straight out.
That's exactly what I was going for.
I know it's probably not what you were going for, but that is exactly how all of us, I'm sorry, it's just how I was straight there. I was there with
you. Oh,
going.
Thank you. But yeah, that's it's just a ballad song, you know, I guess I wanted to just strip it back to how I originally wrote songs, and I was so used to everyone going, you know, bring us something up tempo, and I just wanted to do something that was a little bit more genuine, and yeah, I hope people like it, you know.
So, and you know what? It comes across in your show when it's you and a guitar singing a ballad. Yeah. You can see it in your face. You get in the moment. You're enjoying it. And it comes across.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks. Yeah, it's definitely one of the ones where everyone goes, what's that song about? Or can you tell us a bit more about it? You know, it's just one of those songs where I thought I'm just going to write a little bit more personal and, you know.
When you put something like that out, are you worried that maybe that the ex is going to hear that and go, oh, he's not?
Oh, no, God. She's heard it. She's heard it. She's like, I love it.
do you when you put something like that, do you also want it to work for that person?
Oh,
I'm just finding out Tom's got ulterior motives for you.
To be brutal, I mean, like, she's got someone now and, you know, she's happy. I just want her to be happy, so that's fine. But she,
oh, I don't like her at all.
Single.
But this was a while ago. You know, so this isn't like a fresh breakup. We broke up when I was like 22. So this was
and now it's like that's like a 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, so
I'm like, how old are you?
I'm 26 now, so okay. I've had a bit of time to
because my daughter's just, move on. Yeah, my daughter's just broken up, and I've been trying to find her a nice boy.
Oh, finally!
Now she's very pretty. Now I have been telling her, Taylor Hendrick is lovely. Oh,
really?
She lives in Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
My only problem is...
Does she need me to move up there? Is that where, yeah. where this is getting at?
Yeah, but I think her six-pack is bigger than yours. So I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Looking at her
I just had girth. That's all I've got.
Oh, my God. He's got girth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Tom and Mikey exclusive. Taylor Henderson's got girth.
Oh, wow. She's
wow,
a babe.
He doesn't know what to say.
So we finally got rid of...
lyrics coming to you?
We finally got rid of the muscle boy, and we're now trying to find her a very nice young man. And you look like a lovely young boy. Are you interested to date her? Oh, it's only going to cost two camels.
Two camels.
Would you like Tom as your father-in-law?
No. I mean, we're already best friends, so he might as well just strike up a conversation with his daughter.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it
what
goes.
A nightmare father-in-law you'd be.
You know what? He's saying that because 10 minutes before you walked in, he wants to go, well, why don't you ever set me up with your daughter? You've got all sorts.
I'm intrigued.
Actually, he would be pretty...
with 6 years of difference, it's too much. Also, Tom is my dad. As much as I'd love it, I'd hate it at the same time. He's a scary man, okay? He brings me to tears on most days. I don't think I can have that.
Have you got plans to go to Byron at any stage? Because that would be awesome if we could follow up like a maybe even a blind
a
date
marriage?
Situation.
Man.
Look at what's his face going, finally a nod. Like, that might work.
Oh, I love Byron. I would love to... I performed up there once, actually. It was actually really fun.
But well, it's music heaven in
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm actually going to Queensland tomorrow. So, yeah.
Oh, my God,
I'm,
it's love.
I'm flying out tomorrow for a festival.
I know the owners of the Byron Beach Hotel.
Look at this.
Throw you up on Stan up there. Yes.
I'm up there. I'm up there tomorrow. I'm not in Byron, but I'm in Caloundra from, tomorrow till about Monday. So, and I'm only working like one day, so I could probably make a trip up.
So, what have they got, a rodeo going on?
I've got a festival on tomorrow. So, it's like, it's like Diesel's there, Casey Chambers is there.
I remember Diesel.
Yeah.
He was so attractive when he was there. Yeah.
My first boyfriend.
He's awesome.
This is my name job. My first boyfriend was Nathan Cavalieri, so I met Diesel.
Wow.
There you go.
I just bought his.
Nathan Cavalieri is her first boyfriend, and after that, she went gay. I don't know if this is much about the Cavalieri.
He put that in his own video. He's like, yeah, my first girlfriend's a lesbian. Cheers.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much.
You've got a tour. You're on tour. The Melbourne show is at the Memo Music Hall, St Kilda, on Saturday, October 26th. That's near my birthday.
Happy birthday. I'll get you some tickets.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Tickets are on sale now at taylorhendersonmusic.com/shows. And the new song, Moving On, is available wherever you get your music in early July. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. So we're still yet to lock the date in, which is so unprofessional, but that's just how I roll. So I think it's the 12th. Don't quote me on that, but it might be the 12th.
Do you know what?
Okay.
Follow Taylor on social media. He does some very arty photos walking along the bush with his guitar.
I know, sorry. It's such a country boy. I'm such a country bum.
Hey, it looks so natural, but I do know it took you 6.5 hours to get the shot.
That's how any photo shoot goes.
Tom's daughter, I vouch for him. He's a lovely man. I give all my blessings.
Look, I have two daughters. One's a doctor. But she has a lovely boyfriend.
I love how you give me your blessings and you're like younger than me.
It's been a competition. I'm going to stop. I'm digging a hole.
Do you know what? Don't forget.
I so want this to happen. I wanted to just message us and say, I'm going to Byron. I've made it happen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
Finally.
She needs a nice boy.
I don't have to sing broken up songs anymore. I can finally sing like Love You.
I'm dating Tom.
No. You'll be singing songs about how I respect her and she'll keep her virginity until the day she dies.
Yeah. Not even married. I don't touch her.
And the next song will be about her father. Yeah. It'll be called Restraining Order.
Either that or What Would You Like for Breakfast?
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them. Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.